is by the causeless mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas, we have received this good fortune of remembering the qualities of our Guru Varga. So those who have written the Shastras, they have spoken about the glories of the devotees in various ways. And to do sadhana, and the best way to do sadhana is if you go near the devotees and we take the shelter, then how can we be benefited? Devotees will make all arrangements for it. And they'll make sure that we will not fall also in this path of bhajan. They'll make all arrangements at all times. By worshipping the devatas, by taking their shelter, and by one will be happy by worshipping them. They'll give you whatever you wish, regardless of whether it is poison or nectar. They don't think about our well-being. Whatever you want, they'll give. But the sadhus are not like this. Sadhus, they're very compassionate towards the fallen. They know that by this he will not be benefited. Therefore, what he's asking, if I give what he wants, then he will not be benefited, so I should not give. So I should give something by which he'll be benefited. Because he is ignorant and in this way he has a sambandha with Maya. So he'll not be benefited by giving him any Maya. The desire of anyone this way. They only give what is beneficial for them, not what they want. They'll give what they need, not something which will last only for 1 or 2 days. They'll give something which is eternal. This is called Shreya Panta, and the other thing is called Praya Panta. So in this way, sadhus, to attract the jivas of this world, they do katha kirtan of Bhagwan. They follow his birthday, his appearance. Follow his rath yatra. We say they have some various festivals by which the jivas can get this sanskar, this sukriti, which have this mamata, which they can have this samandha gyan. So they make all the arrangements for this. What is the main objective? The main objective is, anyhow, we should listen to Bhagavan's glories and honor this Nirgun Mahaprasad, Sri Bhagavan, by which they'll be benefited. If one desires what he wants, then he will not give. So then Navadip Dham, when Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur was doing his preaching, then he bought his parikrama party, Navadip Dham parikrama. At that time, when he started parikrama there, he had to face many obstacles. There was this portrait of Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna Jugal on an elephant. Then they attacked the people there. It created many disturbances. Started beating the pilgrims, throwing stones, started torturing in many ways. So at that time, they asked, before there was one Jagannathai, then he's saying we are all descendants of Jagannathai. If Mahaprabhu came for Jagannathai, Then they said, is there any avatar of Mahaprabhu who can also deliver us Jai Madais? Or so many, not just two. Or else you will not leave. You will not let anyone preach here in Navadvip Dham. You will not let anyone. Even if they are sannyasis, all these things, we don't care. So at that time, there was this so much disturbance there. That time, Param Gurudev, he opened this ashram there in Navadvip Dham. This is Devananda Gaudiya Math. Bhakta Raksha Sridhar Maharaj also opened his temple. Bhakti Shrup Siddhanti Maharaj also opened his temple in Navadvip, not Mayapur. So that time during Ratha Yatra, Param Guruji, he started this Jagannath Ratha Yatra there. In Navadvip, very big street, so beginning from Devananda Gaudiya Math, we'll go until the banks of the Ganga, where the boats would go from Navadvip to Mayapur until this ghat, the chariot would go, and then this chariot would return again to Devananda Gaudiya Math. Sankirtan would take place on the ghat. Sankirtan would take place in the morning. Then by the evening, this chariot would return. Say this katha would take place there. So that time, how Jagannath is so merciful, all this tattva was discussed. How the bhaktas serve the fruit of all these things. The acharyas, they used to do kirtan of all these things. And slowly, in Navadvip Dham, Jati Gosais, the Babaji's, and all the upper sampradayas, they slowly, even though they tried stopping, still no one could be stopped. So they went on the Gaudiya Math, start preaching so much. And say 4-5 Gaudiya Maths also opened there. So they'd go house to house. Every day to do Madhuri. They say they also start coming to the temple, listen to Harikatha. And Param Guruji entered in Talila. At that time, there was a scholar. What did he do? He wrote an article. And then he started preaching everywhere. They also sent this article in Devananda Gaudiya Math that Ratha Yatra should not take place in Navadvip because this Ratha Yatra takes place to bring Bhagawan from Kurukshetra to Braj. This is the bhava of Ratha Yatra. The Brajvasis, they make Krishna sit on a chariot, take him, and they bring him from there to Vrindavan. Where will they take him? In Navadvip. What sort of rule is this? This is Vibhramba Kshetra. This is Sambho Kshetra. What is this? They say they attacked in various ways. The Ratha Yatra should not take place. Ratha Yatra should not take place in Vrindavan also. No, so they say these articles were sent everywhere. At that time, Narayan Trikram Maharaj and Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, they gave this responsibility to Gurudev, that you should answer. At that time Gurudev, while offering them respect, he said, if Ratha Yatra, if Jagannath cannot enter here in Navadvip, in Ratha Yatra, Bhagavan is not respected here. In Navadvip, Pishova Yatra procession is not carried out here. In Navadvip, then this is the quality of Vaishnavata, of Dharma. This is the identification of Dharma and Vaishnavata. Because near Mayapur, there's a place called Rajapur. There was a Brahmin
he, by his karmas, his body become afflicted by leprosy. Someone took him and just threw him on the banks of the Ganga. His hands and legs had melted. No one would touch him because foul smell was coming from him. And he would not die also. Anyone would come would throw some food at him. And he didn't have hands to eat. So how would he eat? How could he drink water? At that time he heard that many Tirthyatris, they go to Jagannath Rathyatra. And after Mahaprabhu Sannyas, lakhs of people would go walking all the way from Bengal to Jagannath Puri for the Rathyatra to observe this Chaturmasa festival. And say they'd spend Chaturmasa with Mahaprabhu, observe Katha Kirtan, follow Kartik Vrat, and then return. So then this Brahmin, because of his karmas, dushkarmas, and people would say bad things about him, so many things. No, also he had done many things in his life. So then, when he heard that everyone was going there, to this Rath Yatra festival, then he prayed to everyone. That now I have no hands and legs, but at least pray to Jagannath on my behalf. That if anyone returns, then bring me some Jagannath Charanamrit. See, he had heard about Jagannath's glories before, not have faith. See, when he had Jagannath Mahaprasad, he would not accept it. Neither would he respect the bhaktas. He had his pride. He was very arrogant. He was sitting. So then what happened? Now this body be very proud and just see, his body melted. So the time he became surrendered, he started praying to Jagannath. Then what happened? Jagannath himself. On the occasion of the Rath Yatra festival, during this Navkali war, the place where the old deities are given samadhi, and this way, when these new deities are then placed. This way the Parabrahma has changed from the old deity to the new deity. This way, Jagannath ji, what did he do? From the ocean, normally, where the Ganga meets the ocean. But then, what did he do? Anyhow, he swam across from Ganga Sagar to Navadvip. And where this Brahmin was present, he gave darshan to this Brahmin. After this Navkali war ceremony was performed. And now he said, even if I cannot stand, still I'll enter the water with Jagannath. And as he was entering inside the water, then Jagannath was going deeper and deeper. He was also going deeper and deeper along with Jagannath. But Jagannath had swam the opposite direction from Ganga Sagar to Navadvip, rather than going towards Ganga Sagar. So then because of the touch of Ganga Devi, the Charanamrit fell on the Brahmin. So he was drinking this water of the Ganga and he was shouting, Jagannath, Jagannath. And then as he touched Jagannath, and what happened? When he touched Jagannath, his hands, his legs, they all appeared. No, he had no disease. No, he was completely healthy. No. And he took Jagannath on his lap. And then he... just a little ahead of Mayapur. That is in place, Simantini Devi's place. The Simantadvip, Simantapur. There is Shiv Thakur, he is present there. The Simantini Devi, who is she? Parvati Devi, she had... she took the foot dust of Bhagwan and she put it on the parting of her hair. Like how in Indian ladies, they put this sindoor on the parting of her hair. So therefore she put this foot dust of Mahaprabhu's foot dust on the parting of her hair. For since then she was known as Simantini Devi. So Shiv Thakur said, now you'll always be happy because you have accepted this foot dust of Mahaprabhu and put it on your head. And they say, this Brahmin, this Gangopadhyay, he brought Jagannath there. And then, he kept Jagannath there and started doing his puja in this forest of Simantini Devi. At that time, the kingdom of Ballal Sen was nearby. This is Lakshman Sen. So this Brahmin before, he used to criticize people so much. Criticizing, he got leprosy, he was dying so much. And then Jagannath himself has come and given him darshan. He's given his mercy. And they have taken him. He's worshipping Jagannath in the forest. So the king was very surprised. The king, he sent his ministers. And they saw that he was not just a Brahmin, he was very effulgent now, looked like a god. And he was collecting all these roots, flowers, serving Jagannath 24 hours a day. And the devatas would come into Kirtan in front of Jagannath. All the Navadvipvasis, they all would come to serve Jagannath. They would bring gifts, everything. The king made a very nice temple. He put cows there, sevaks, everything. They say the seva was continuing since many days, since Mahaprabhu's time. And they say Swami Prabhupada, when he came to Mayapur, then in Navadvip, he said that Swami Maharaj's desire were all these pastime places in Braj, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, they all be refurbished, they all be redeveloped. So he made a trust, this Navadvip Mayapur trust. He has made sure that all the money would be used for redevelopment of these places. And he gave that place Rajapur, that's name, not Simanta Devi. There's a nice temple there, Simantini Devi, and there's a nice place for Shiv Thakur. And there, Shivji is present there on a hill, no one can disturb him there. And Simantini Devi is at a distance. And sometimes she goes to Shiv Thakur and she does kirtan and no one disturbs them because he's absorbed in this bhajan. She doesn't disturb him also. And so there, seeing that Jagannath has come there, Shiv Thakur came out of his cave and he started dancing ecstatically. He called the entire world and they all started dancing in front of Jagannath. And the king, he saw that this place is non-different from Vaikuntha. So beautiful this place is. Jagannath is so beautiful. And bhoga is being offered to him. Shringar is being done. And the most surprising thing is, seeing this Brahmin had Devya Swarup now. So the Raja, he would celebrate all the festivals of Jagannath. And then, in due course of time, Swami Maharaj has received this seva. Now, ISKCON is doing very nice seva there. If you can go there, you can see for yourself. They have such a nice flower garden there, fruit garden. They offer so many different types of bhoga, arti, kirtan, harikata. Now, they're doing very nice seva there. So, our Param Guru Maharaj, he saw that there's Kali Yuga Brahmin. You see, sometimes in Kali Yuga, Rakshasas are born as Brahmins. All those demons who were killed by Ram, they were asked, how will they be delivered? They will be delivered only when they oppose Bhagwan. But they opposed Bhaktas, which was far more worse. So therefore, they all appear as Brahmins in Kali Yuga. And they'll do all sorts of bad things, eating meat, drinking liquor. Why? Because The surgeons, they'll do sadhana. Those are well good natured. So unless there's fear, one will not do sadhana bhajan. So when these Brahmins will disturb people so much, then they'll automatically do bhajan, sadhana. Like we see the Brahmins, we see Ravan's followers, they used to insult Vibhishan so much, beat him, criticize him so much. So Ravan, he asked Vibhishan, why do you chant Ram? Who is this Ram? I'm chanting Ram, and Ram means Ravan, Ma means Mandodari. Therefore, I'm doing bhajan to both of you. This is the meaning of Ram. Then Ravan, he embraced Vibhishan. No, I will not say anything to you. You're doing my bhajan. You're worshipping me. So you're worshipping me and Mandodari. Therefore, you're chanting Rama. So you'd always chant Ram. He said, now you do Ram Nam everywhere, no problem. But don't worship anyone else. You should know that I am the Param Devata of all Devatas. I am Parameshwar, I am Parabrahma. There's no one greater than me. Say, Vibhishan said, all right. But you see how when Hanuman came there, Ravan, he bound Hanuman, his son bound Meghanath, his Brahmastra. Said, don't kill him this way. He set his tail on fire. And say, when this tail became very long, and they say, as they were wrapping his tail in cloth, they're putting oil, so much oil, they had to use millions of liters of oil. And they set his tail on fire. They said, just he's going to die, still he's laughing. He's a very, very astonishing monkey, they were thinking. And what did he do? He started moving his tail in a circle. He started, and then he burnt all of Lanka to ashes with that very tail that set fire on. Now they were thinking, what should we do? Should we attack Hanuman or should we douse this fire, extinguish this fire? It was raging in Lanka. He burnt every part of Lanka to ashes. At the time, by Ram's darshan, by Sita's darshan, they were still not delivered. They'd still be born as Brahmins in Kali Yuga. Therefore, they will never be the well-wishers of anyone. They're creating so many disturbances. So in Mayapur, Maharaji saw that the king has made a very nice temple. But the Brahmin, by Jagannath's mercy, became very pure-hearted. And since then, Jagannath Seva Puja is going on. So Param Gurudev would say, except for Jagannath, who is there to deliver such miscreants, such wicked people? Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas and left Navadvip Mayapur. Saying, because the Brahmins wanted to beat Mahaprabhu. And then when he returned to Kuliya, then some of the Brahmins, they were delivered. But many of them were still not delivered. Therefore, Param Gurudev, when he started his Rath Yatra, that time, this Rath Yatra started, say, Katha, Kirtan, Prasad were distributed to so many people, so many would be benefited. So when Param Gurudev left, then they said, this Rath Yatra should not be done in Navadvip. So they started attacking so much. And Gurudev, he answered. If you read Param Gurudev's biography, this Gaudiya Patrika, this Bhagavad Patrika, then you can read Gurudev's reply. The day when he gave his reply, there was a big commotion. When they start fasting, the other party, but still they could not do anything. By that time, the Rath Yatra increased even more, 1,000 times more. By that time, the Rath Yatra, all of Navadvip came there. Even those who didn't know what this Rath Yatra was, even they started coming for this festival. So Bhagavan Jagannath is so merciful. Once Swami Maharaj went to Jagannath Puri, there is a rule that there's a rule there
once one crosses the ocean, then he can now have darshan of Jagannath. Even if any of the sevaks of Jagannath cross the ocean and leave, then even the sevaks of Jagannath cannot come and serve Jagannath. So that was Swami Maharaj, you cannot enter inside. The Swami Maharaj said, I have not come to see Jagannath. I have come to take Jagannath away from you. I am taking Jagannath away from here now, he said. Let's see how you keep him here. Then what did he do? The entire world, this Rath Yatra festival is taking place. Dancing, singing in front of Jagannath. Everyone is attracted by his Rath Yatra. And by this Jagannath Mahaprasada, he satisfied everyone. What did he do? Not just his Atma Gyan or Sarup Siddhi, he gave him direct service to Jagannath. So Maharaji would say, if any sadhak wants to do sadhana in this world, then first of all, he should do Hari Kirtan. Along with Sankirtan, but you should bring Bhagwan. This procession should take place, this Rath Yatra with Kirtan. They say, anyone who sees him, Jagannath, everyone will be pure. They say, anyone who comes in front of Bhagwan, we cannot see Bhagwan by our eyes, but Bhagwan's eyes are very big, and he's looking at us. We can't come in front of him. If his glance just falls on us, then no need for it, no need of anything. Automatically we are delivered. So Maharaj just say, just see, today is Bhagwan's Rath Yatra, this is Ghosh Yatra. Bhagwan, he gives everyone darshan. Bhagwan is saying, who is coming in front of me? Who is coming to pull me on the chariot? So once, when there was the theatre going on, the time everyone was either offering gifts, doing aarti, offering pranams, offering fruits and flowers. And when the Rath Yatra would proceed, they take the dust of the chariot, roll in the dust. Everyone was so happy. There was an old lady. She said, oh, this huge chariot is coming. Then she said, I have nothing. What can I possibly give? She didn't have even one proper cloth to wear. And you know, she covered her body. And then, there in the shade of a tree, she stood somewhere on the side. When Jagannath's eyes are so big, he sees everyone. It seems that he's only looking at me. Anyone who sees him thinks Jagannath is only looking at him or her. If you look at any picture, any angle you look at, from any angle of vision, you can see that this photo is only looking at you. And anywhere you're going, you'll see, oh, this picture is looking at me. This way, anywhere you go, just keep it somewhere in a room, you can see. You'll feel that this photo is only looking at you. So wherever you're going, Jagannath will follow you. Wherever you go, he'll follow you. So this old lady, she said, I have nothing. What can I possibly give? So then she tore a piece of a cloth. Because all her cloth was tattered. Anyhow, she tore a piece of it and she offered aarti to Jagannath. She said, Prabhu, I have nothing except this torn piece of cloth. So this is for you, and she offered a ghee lamp out of the cloth. Then Bhagwan accepted her aarti. Then Bhagwan, he said, you'll never have any shortage of cloth your entire life. Therefore, to prove his words true, what did Prabhu do? When Draupadi, the old lady, she was born as Draupadi next life. She was Yagyaseni, born from the Yagya. Just see how they said, no, we'll make you naked. Duryodhan Dushasan, they said. What Prabhu said, you'll never have any shortage. So therefore, if Prabhu would not fulfill his promise, then no one would believe in him. If you do even little seva, he'll think of it as great seva. She's just on a piece of a cloth. Prabhu, he gave so much cloth that it seemed there was a huge mountain of cloth. Everyone was drowning in the cloth. It seemed all of Hastinapur would go and save the cloth. And Dushasan, he was pulling, and his hands became very tired. Then he could no longer pull anymore. So Prabhu is saying, "Oh Draupadi, do you remember when my Rath Yatra was going on? Everyone was giving me something or the other. And you were an old lady and you gave me a piece of cloth. And now just see what I've given you now in return. Now are you happy?" And so just see, by the touch of the cloth, anyone who saw the cloth, and by the influence of the presence of the cloth, all the demons there, they were very scared. The time Bhishma Pitamaha said, "Now there'll be a Mahapralaya and everyone will be destroyed now. Everything will be destroyed. This is bound to happen." Then Gandhari, she came running. And she said, "Oh daughter-in-law, I am pleading to you with folded hands. Don't curse this dynasty. This dynasty will be destroyed." So, you've been born from this yagya. Whatever is going to happen is bound to happen. So don't curse anyone. But the Rupa said, "Already I've made a promise in my mind. So that time, she said, "This is bound to happen. The destruction of this dynasty." Then Gandhara, she chastised Duryodhan. That you see, she's a sister-in-law of your elder brother. She's like your mother. So will you also strip me naked and see me naked as well? Now you're no longer my son." So since that day, Gandhari actually renounced him. So then Gandhari had requested Draupadi so much, "Don't curse them." But then actually Draupadi had already made a sankalpa that this dynasty will be destroyed, this Kuru dynasty. Then after that, you see everyone was killed in the Mahabharata. No one is there even to offer a lamp for them. You see, how long will demons be powerful? One day all their power will be gone. So wherever Prabhu goes in this Goshatra, wherever he looks at, wherever his glance falls, then that place becomes very auspicious. He never forgets even the smallest of services. One renders life after life. He'll never forget for that soul. Therefore, when he comes out, like you see in the Rath Yatra Jagannath Puri, all the Muslims, low caste people, all the cobblers, they all come and have darshan of Jagannath. They offer aarti, they offer bhoga. And anyone who's sick, they even offer tablets to him. "Here, Jagannath, you accept these tablets. You accept this medicine and make me healthy." So Jagannath says, "All right, I'll make you healthy. But you should not trouble others. Will you promise?" And he said, "Yes." "Will you remain peaceful?" Cure some Jagannath. But those who are arrogant, they'll never be peaceful at heart. So Prabhu, this way, he changes the hearts of such demons. So wherever the Rath Yatra takes place, there, everything becomes beautiful in all ways. And that place where Rath Yatra doesn't take place, that country where Rath Yatra doesn't take place, that country or that place is like a crematorium where only this fire is raging. This Ratha is there also. Rath Yatra is performed. What kind of Rath Yatra? Where dead bodies are carried on chariots. In such places where kirtan is not done, harikatha is not spoken, where bhoga is not offered to Bhagwan, such places are like crematoriums. You say lakhs of people started observing this Rath Yatra in Navadvip. No, you go there, there's no one to offer, no one does any opposition there, no. So then Maharaj again, now the recent Rath Yatra took place in Navadvip, they called all the sadhus from Kshetra Mandal, Braj Mandal, God Mandal, everyone, and they observed Rath Yatra. So Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he said, in Jagannath Puri, they observe Rath Yatra. And our Guru Maharaj, he started Rath Yatra here in Navadvip. So Vaman Maharaj said, "You ask Jagannath, if he's happy, we'll go to Puri. And if he's happy here, then we'll observe Rath Yatra here. What should we do? We ask him."
previously, some of the brahmachari sannyasis would go to Jagannath Puri. And then this way, they started observing Rath Yatra there. Now, on the same day as Rath Yatra there, they would go observe this Gundicha Mandir Marjan and immediately come back to Navadip to observe the Rath Yatra there. And sometimes they'd go to observe the Ulta Rath Yatra in Puri. But the Rath Yatra in Navadip, they would never miss. They'd always be there. And this way the other disciples of Prabhupada would also come there and do Rath Yatra. They would speak Harikatha. And even now in Mayapur, they observe Rath Yatra from Jogpit. And even from the Jagannath Mandir in Rajpur, the devotees in ISKCON, they observe this festival. They say, Navadip Dham, so many different devotees are observing Rath Yatra. Because Bhagavan's desire, that if I don't give darshan, there's no other way to deliver these jivas. Because the jivas will not come to me, so I myself will go and deliver them. They will not come, so I'll sit on my chariot and go to them. Bhagavan Jagannath, he makes all arrangements. What will he do? Anything. He's possible. He can do that which is possible and impossible. He can make the impossible possible. He knows what to do. So they say, when this situation was not pacified, even then Rath Yatra started. So many Kirtan parties came. The time Jagannath, this time he called all the Pandit Brahmins. The sannyasis did not call anyone. Jagannath himself called them. Then they all came and did Swasti Vachan, Mangal Vachan, offered Stuti to Jagannath. In this way, it seemed they are all Vaikuntha Dutas, messengers of Vaikuntha, Devatas. So Rath Yatra was celebrated very nicely. And even now it's going on in Navadip. They say Rath Yatra was done there. And then so Param Gurudev had given him this place in Mathura. So then Gurudev returned from Navadip to Mathura. At the time in Vrindavan, they would not observe this full Kumbh Mela. It was of the half Kumbh Mela. So during this Kumbh Mela, all the sadhus, santas, this Mahamandaleshwara, Tirati, Maharati, Nagas, they all come for Kumbh Mela. So say his invitation came to Maharaj that you also please come to this Artha Kumbh Mela with all the devotees. Nukatha Kirtan of Mahaprasad. They say there'd be big festivals. All the sadhus would come from all the char sampradayas. Ramdas Shastri, Gaurakshar Shastri, Kishoridas Babaji Maharaj, Vanmalidas Shastri. All these scholars, brilliant scholars, they would come. They would all come. So that time, they requested that all the acharyas of all the sampradayas, they should all come. Like the acharya Ramanuja sampradaya, Nimbarka acharya, Vishnu Swami sampradaya, Tattavadi, Madhvacharya sampradaya, Gaudiya sampradaya, all the main acharyas from all the sampradayas, they were all invited to come. Then it is Kumbh Mela, then this nectar is distributed. Where there are no sadhus? Then how is that place, Tirtha? There is only a speculation of the mind to go to places on the pretext of visiting pilgrimage places when there are no sadhus. Because then Bhagavan is also not there in such place. Wherever the bhaktas are, Bhagavan is also there. Amrita is distributed there. Where the foot touch of the bhaktas is present. So in this way, after this meeting was done, all the big acharyas, they were called. And they were very happy. And then how were they received? Some came to the railway station to receive them. And they say, all the devotees would be doing kirtan in different chariots. And say, along with Sankirtan, they were brought to Vrindavan. At the time, there won't be Kumbh Mela there.
At that time, Kumbh Mela was not in Keshi Ghat. It was in Varaha Ghat, near Sun Rock. This old Chir Ghat. It would be from Kaliada. There was a very old place there. So there, the Sahadu Kumbh Mela would be observed. Not in Keshi Ghat. At that time, everyone had their own tents. Ramaraja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami, Gaudiya Sampradaya, Madhvacharya Sampradaya, Shankaracharya, all of them had their own camps, and all the acharyas would come. And so they were received so nicely. Flowers would be showered on them, kirtan was done. At that time, if any had captured this on video, then you could have realized how they were all doing kirtan ecstatically, how the sadhus were received. It was not, now that time there was so much water in the Yamuna because there was no dam there in Delhi. So all the water from the Yamuna would come, very clean, sweet water. And this Yamuna would come. Because this Taj Mahal is on the banks of the Yamuna. But now you see there's no nothing, no water in the Yamuna now. There's Belwan on one side, there's Vrindavan. This way, there'd be big assemblies, and there'd be a big stage, 20 feet high, where all the acharyas from all the sampradayas would sit. And this way, one sampradaya would speak on one day, and then this way, Abhishek would be done on Krishna. Shankaracharya has 4 mats, and all the 4 mats Krishna is worshipped. This Govardhan Mat, Joshi Mat, Sarada Mat, there Krishna is worshipped in all the 4 temples, and the Vigraha of Krishna is also present there. And so they worship Krishna, Madhvacharya Sampradaya, Phala Gopal, Vishnu Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya also worship Bhagavan, even Nimbaditya, they worship Krishna, and Ramaraja Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan. But when they all came here, they became very happy, and they started speaking Harikatha. And not to attack, criticize anyone, no. They spoke the impartial, they spoke in a very impartial way, glorifying Bhagavan. And such nectar was distributed that it seemed that entire Rajmandal was infused with newer and newer potency. Baba Sri Radhakun, Gorda, Nandaga, Ubersana, they all came. So after Katha Kirtan, they would all sit down and together they would discuss. Very astonishing sight to behold. This would go on 15 days. At the time, some devotees from Mathura, the Shergard, Kelan one, they all came to Mathura and they told Gurudeva Maharaj, we have a Dharamshala which is 300 years old, you should take it. So Maharaj said, we are sadhus, what will we do with such property? We have come to Dupachan, not get entangled in such property. See, Vamandev asked for 3 steps of land, but I am thinking only 1 step of land is enough for me. What will we do with 3 steps of land? Why do we need all these mat mandirs? Gurudev has given already 1 mat, 1 temple. This is more than enough. And following, we'll follow this order of our Guru Maharaj. So what will I do with this Dharamshala? What Param Gurudev's desire was that we should have a place in Vrindavan. Because Mathura is Mathura. Vrindavan also should have a place. He said, all right, let me think about it. They said, already you have given it, then you have registered in our society's name. But then what if you sell it away? What if I do everything and what if, and Gurudev said, even if I build a temple there, what if you chase me away? See, they'll call sadhus, and when the temple is developed, and when people start coming, they'll chase the sadhu away. And then they'll continue the temple. Because they don't have this desire to build. So they'll make the sadhus build it and they'll chase the sadhus away. So then, there was a big assembly where the trustees sat down, and then this 19 people, they went and registered their name. registered at Dharamshala in the society's name. It was in 1984. The time to register that, there were only 13 rupees. 13 rupees was needed to register the temple. There were 5 generations of pujaris were staying in that place. Gurudev said, let me go see. So he brought with the devotees, doing kirtan to the place. And as soon as they entered inside, all these pujaris, they went to the police station, they brought the police. And the gundas came, saying, oh, these babas, they're troubling us, they're doing teasing us. And you see, and then they pointed the sannyas dandas that Gurudev and sannyasis brought. And they said, they told the police, see, they use these dandas to beat us. They told the police they used these sannyas dandas to beat us. They just see, so many things they started saying, complain. But they didn't know that if you poke, they didn't know that if you poke at a bee nest, what will happen? The bees will come and bite you. This they didn't know. So they said they were poking at this beehive. Because you see, a beehive, it's very big. And the bees are very big. So if you just poke at this beehive, even a little, then what will happen? Then all the swarm, the entire swarm of bees, will bite you. Even if you go jump inside the river, they'll come and they'll bite you. And the sting, when they sting you, the sting, the pain of that sting, you'll never forget your entire life. When you're stung in such a way. Huh? So they say, they thought that we'll do whatever we want, but actually they're poking at this beehive. They went to the police station. They were saying so many things. They say, there's no need to fight with Maharaj. Someone said, spoke some good sense into them. Go and make a settlement. So then, the time seeing Maharaj, all the police also went away because they had very high regard about Maharaj. And then they fell at the feet of Maharaj and said, oh Maharaj, where will we go now? We have no place. You make some arrangement for us. And Maharaj said, you see, I'm a beggar. Radharani called us here to Vrindavan, so we came. So if she gave us a place, we're accepting this place. You see, we don't have any money, nothing. All of you, you are like monkeys. You know how to steal from others, but we don't know how to steal from others. We only accept little madhukari and we maintain ourselves. So that time Gurudev, he had many devotees in Mathura. So Gurudev, he never took anything from anyone in Mathura. So then they said, Maharaj, this Maheshwari family, this Dharmashala has come. They have given you this building. So we'll redevelop this place. Then Gurudev said, all right, you redevelop it. And then they got 200, they took some 200 square feet of land from the temple. They made some rooms there with bathroom, kitchen. They made a nice boundary and they gave it to the pujaris. Here, you stay here. And then when they left, and then there were some people who were giving rent, 30 paisa, 40 paisa, very less rent. So then they're also not been giving any money. So then Gurudev also requested these people to leave. Because in Vrindavan before there was no sweet water anywhere except Rupa Sanatan Gaudiya. Because there was a huge well there and everyone would draw water from that well. At that time also Yamuna Gali, Man Gali, Kunjigali. This Rupa Sanatan Gaudiya is in the middle of all these gullies. Seva Kunj is right there. So who will want to leave this place? So then anyhow Mathurawalas, then they gave 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, 5000 rupees and they sent all of them away, all these tenants. And now the time came to refurbish this place, redevelop. So then thinking how to build this temple. They need more money. So then this news went to my Guru Maharaj. My Guru Maharaj gave 5000 rupees. And when Trivikram Maharaj heard, what did he do? He went, although he was 70 years old, 65, 70 years old. He said, Maharaj, I have one solution. He'd go Bhiksha on a cycle. He'd go all the way from Kolkata, 60, 70 kilometers, he'd go cycling. And then he'd go morning Bhiksha, and then someone give 25 paisa, 10 paisa, 1 rupee. And this way, anyhow, would maintain the temple. And whatever money he'd save, he'd either give to Gurudev or Vaman Goswami Maharaj. But every day he'd do Bhiksha. He'd earn 3 o'clock. In the afternoon. His glories are unlimited. So he said, Maharaj, I have one thing. What is that? He said, Maharaj, when I was in my childhood, they forcibly married me. So then, what would my wife say from the previous ashram? She said, if you'll be a sadhu, I'll also become a sadhu. When I came to Devananda Gaudiya Math, she also came running behind me.
And she said, I'll fast until death if you don't come back with me. Then she said, I'll set myself on fire. Then Trikal Maharaj said, all right, you put kerosene on yourself, I'll bring the matchstick and I'll set you on fire. But he said, now I've become a sadhu, I'll never return. She said, I'll even die now. Then he said, all right, put kerosene on yourself, I'll put this, I'll light your body on fire. So this way, anyhow, for 1 month, she went and hid under the bed. And Maharaj would stay outside. Then anyhow, her relatives came and took her back home. But she didn't stay for long. She died after that. She could not tolerate the separation. So in her name, there was gold, there was jewelry, because she was from a rich family. Also, Trikal Maharaj was from a rich family. Trikal Maharaj's family, they liked Ramakrishna Mission. They didn't like the Gaudiya Math. They were very angry at the Gaudiya Math that you took her son away. So then Trikal Maharaj said that the jewelry is still in the bank. That was during the British rule. And now India had already attained independence. So Trikal Maharaj went to the bank and told them, give this jewelry. Then they said, you're a sannyasi, where did this wife come from? Then Trikal Maharaj, he told the manager, where did your wife come from? And then he said, everything's mine, give it to me. He said, who has the key to this locker? Then he said, who has this locker? Every day he'd go to the bank and he'd start creating so much disturbance there. Because by then his parents, grandfather had already died, but his brothers were still alive. And so, they were staying near Bandel Junction. Even now they have these big gardens, mango gardens, they have factory, very affluent family, Trikal Maharaj's family, very wealthy. So they said, Maharaj, I will give you something, don't worry. Don't create any disturbance. But no one would come in front of him. They were very scared. So don't worry, we'll give you. He said, no, I only want that jewelry. So the bank people were thinking, what to do? Then finally they gave this key and they opened this locker. This way, all the gold. At the time when marriages would take place, they so much reduced so much wealth. So anyhow, Trikal Maharaj took all their wealth away and he gave it to Gurudev. Gurudev said, just see what kind of sadhu he is. 70 years old, still anyhow he fought with the bank employees and he bought this for the service of the temple, maintenance of the temple. Then Trikal Maharaj fought again with his family. He said, where is my share of my property? I won't let you live unless you give me my share. So that time they said, when father was alive, you didn't come. That time you used to hate us so much. Now why in your old age you are again coming here? So then Trikal Maharaj had a younger brother. So this younger brother had one son. Once he had fever. He was supposed to write his final exam. Because in Bengal, there's a entrance exam test. And once you pass that test, then you pass the final test. So then he got typhoid. He could not write the test. So then he said, I have to write this test again. Or else I'll lose 1 year of my education. So what did he do? They didn't give him permission to write again. So he left home. So then they said, looking for him so much. Then after 1 month, they saw he had hung himself in that mango orchard, the mango garden. And there they saw he had hung himself high, actually. And then they were seeing that vultures and crows were eating his body. So then they were thinking, what has happened to our son? Then Trikal Maharaj came and he said, just see what happened. Just see, you didn't give anything for Bhagwan Seva. No, see how he's dead. Now you'll also die in the same way. Trikal Maharaj, even though such a tragedy happened, he was very strong with them. So if you don't serve the Matvasis, if you don't serve Bhagwan, then this is what will happen. So then this younger brother, Autumn, he was very sad. Son had died and he has so much wealth. So then he came to Maharaj and he said, take whatever you want. At least he should not curse us. Just tell him not to curse us. At least maybe be peaceful and happy now at least. Or else Trikal Maharaj, once he'll curse us, then we'll all be burned to ashes. So they requested Maharaj. So then they took Harinam from Maharaj, his brothers, sisters, they all took. At the time Gurudev would not give Harinam Diksha. But still anyhow, they took, anyhow he gave them mala. So you chant Harinam, follow Ekadashi, and you'll be benefited. Now they say, anyhow the son has died, what will they do with the property? And they gave some property to the temple. So then before that place was called Maheshwari Dharmashala. So they asked Vaman Goswami Maharaj, we should make one nice temple, name this temple. That time there was no place in remembrance of Rup Sanatan. They said, alright, we'll name this place Rup Sanatan Gaudiyamath. That time when they get this name Rup Sanatan Gaudiyamath, there was so much commotion there. That time no one knew where Sanatan Goswami was, where Rupa Goswami Samadhi was. No one would visit these places. But then they started opposing this so much. This is their desire. This is Rupa Sanatan Gaudiyamath. This is the place of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So what would they do at that time? What happened? So then Gurudev, he told me that now we'll have to redevelop this place. Then he told me, you go to Calcutta, Jalpaiguri, Darjeeling and all these places and do some collection. So do you go there? So then wherever I went, because of by Gurudev's blessings, they gave so much money. They gave me their gold chain, rings, whatever they had, they gave for the construction of the temple. They gave me so much money. Then I was saying, how can I bring everything back alone? I was all alone. Bring so much money I got. At that time, in collection, I made 80,000 rupees, 1 lakh. I was saying, how can I bring? Because the dacoits everywhere, thieves. I bought one big sack. And then I bought this big sack with puffed rice. And then I hid all the money within this puffed rice. Then I sat in the general compartment and I put this sack full of puffed rice inside the train. And they say, I sat there. And the time I covered this sack with all dirty clothes. So this sack started smelling so much also. And no one would come near. And I also took this puffed rice and I used to eat it. When I used to become hungry, I used to eat this puffed rice from this bag. And then anyhow, I bought this puffed rice on my head. Took this sack of puffed rice on my head. Then Gurudev saw me. I was wearing all dirty cloth, very dirty cloth. And it became very black. So then he said, who is this ghost who has come? And, because there no one would steal from me. Therefore, I did this. So then I bought one big sack of puffed rice and I gave this sack of puffed rice to Gurudev and I said, let me go change my clothes and come. And then when I opened this sack of puffed rice, then Gurudev said, where did you get all this gold from, this money from? And Gurudev, he gave me so many blessings. And slowly Rupa Sanatan Gaudiyamath was built. At the time, there'd be some, and then whoever would go on darshan. Gurudev would tell me, go take them on darshan. Don't take any money from them. Just go and take them on darshan. So then first I'd bring them to all these different places. So they say, I'd take them on darshans. So then I took them finally to Rupa Sanatan Gaudiyamath. I said this was an old temple, Dharmashala. I knew we were building a temple here. So then this person, he was very happy. He said, give me the seva of manifesting the deities here. I'll bring deities here for this temple. So then I told Maharaj in Mathura that one person, he sponsored the deities. And then he's taken responsibility for seva puja. So then again Maharaj, he sent me to Calcutta. Then I saw in Calcutta, this person, he had a big house in a big showroom. He had a police guard there. And this, he had guards. So I was thinking, how can I go there? So then anyhow, I told that person that I've come from Vrindavan. The time in Kolkata, he had a 7-8-storied building. He was a jeweler, big jeweler there. Many used to work under him. Anyhow, I got this place. Then he became very happy on seeing me. He took me to the house, took me to his shop, his showroom. Then I was thinking, just see how rich he is, his shop, his house. He said, come with me. And I said, you have these deities made. Then when I went to Jaipur, Maharaj also went with me. Maharaj was staying in Jaipur by then.
that I went to order the Vikras, we went to that same person who had made the deities for the Mathura temple, this Radha Vinod Bihari. That time Paramgurudev himself went to Jaipur to make these deities. So then this person who was supposed to make the deities, he said, I'll make the deities, but you give me 5 rupees advance payment to get the marble for the deities, and bring me 5 rupees also for making these deities. So give me 10 rupees. So Paramgurudev said, what to speak 10 rupees? Here you take 100 rupees, but make nice deity. Make nice deities of Radha and Krishna. But he said, on one condition, you have to give me Harinam Diksha, then I can make these deities. Because I don't know who might come in my heart when I'm making these deities. Once some ghost may enter my heart and I may make a ghost deity. If you give me Radha Krishna mantra, then make Radha Krishna deities. You see, very intelligent. See, they're all the sculptures, they're all Brahmins. So Paramgurudev said, alright. Then they say he gave mantra Diksha. And they say he stayed in their home. Very poor man. He had 4 sons, they were all sculptures. So he said, when should I come? He said, you come after 6 months. And after 6 months, the deities were ready. They said, oh Guruji, 200 rupees was needed to make these deities. That time he said, 10 rupees, and now you're asking 200 rupees. He said, anyhow Guruji, I don't want the money, you take the deities. He said, alright, you take this money anyhow. So, very beautiful deities. And then Paramgurudev gave him like this 100 rupees extra more. Then he sent the deities to Mathura. So he went to the same person to make deities for Sanatana Gaudiya. So now he had already become very old. So he told his sons, now they have big showrooms there. So he said, make some deities for me, for my Vrindavan temple, Radha Krishna Murthy. So he said, alright, we'll make. So then my Guru Maharaj, he said, you also make deities for a Kolkata temple. Also in Koch Bihar, Mata Banga. We need deities also in Siliguri. So I said, alright. I said, how much will it take to make all these deities for different temples? So alright, 11,000 rupees. So then even that person from Kolkata, the rich person, he also came, this jeweler. He said, I'll have these deities made. I'll also have them, the Shringar Seva, the clothes for them. I'll do everything for 1 year. The two brothers, this Lakshminath and Vishwanath. There were these jewelers. So we'll sponsor 1 year of Seva. And then after some days, Gurudev, he was there in Jaipur. Every day he'd go to the Govindadev temple. He'd speak Harikatha there, he'd get Mahaprasad there. This Maharaj stayed there for some days in Jaipur. And then Vrindadevi herself came in a dream to Gurudev. He said, I won't let this temple be made because Vrindavan is mine. In Vrindavan, there's no deity of mine. In Vrindavan, no one is worshipping me. And you say, I want to make a temple. Then Gurudev said, all right, I'll make a deity of yours. Vrindadevi said, okay, first make a deity of mine. Make a deity of me. Then Gurudev said, all right, but how can I know what your sarup is? Then Gurudev, he called that this person again, he said, make a deity of Vrindadevi. He said, how do I know how Vrindadevi looks like? Then Maharaj, you see, the sannyasis, they have a rule that they always chant this mantra of Vrindadevi. Without Vrindadevi Yogmaya's mantra, the sannyas will never be perfect. So Maharaj, every day, he would chant this mantra. So then he said, my Guru Maharaj, he gave your father this mantra and this Radha Krishna Sarup manifested. So I also give you mantra and you also manifest this deity. But then Maharaj was thinking, how can I give them this mantra? This is Sannyasi mantra. We cannot give them this mantra. So no, you'll have to give me this mantra. So then Maharaj said, also, let me think. Then Maharaj was thinking, Param Gurudev gave this mantra to them. So then he gave them this mantra. Then he said, all right, Maharaj, now the sarup has come within my eyes. You see, see this image which comes in my eyes. According to that image, I make the deity. So now this image has come in my eyes now. So I'll make the deity. Gurudev gave him this mantra. Once there was an old lady, she used to make deities, and whenever she would make deities, everyone would come and buy the deities away from her. So then no one could compete with her. Then they asked this lady, how do you make such nice deities? She said, in my youth, I was very beautiful. So then what would I do? I would make deities according to my own form. Therefore the entire world becomes attracted to them. But now they say, you know, you've become so old, now your cheeks have gone inside, your face has become wrinkled. But still I remember my youthful form. According to the youthful form, I make deities. So one day they bought one big mirror and they told the lady, look into this mirror, just see how you've become so old. And as soon as she saw how old she had become, she forgot her youthful form. And once she forgot her youthful form, she could no longer make deities of herself. So this way, the deity, the sculpture, he says, this way, by Bhagavan's mercy, when this image of Bhagavan is reflected in our hearts, then according to that image, we make deities. Else we cannot make deities just based on speculation. So now that he has given us the mantra, now we'll chant, we make these deities according to the Swarup. So in the first, the deity of Vrinda Devi was made. And then Radharani's deity. So then I'd go there. So then I went there, but Vrinda Devi was very, they made the deity of Vrinda Devi, she was very thin. And only 3 feet, she was only 3-4 feet. It was such a big temple, such a nice singhasan, you made such a small deity of Vrinda Devi. Well, they said, don't say anything. According to that desire, they made the deity. So yesterday, day before when I was speaking in the morning, there was this instruction of Prabhupada that this Archavatar is not different from Bhagavan himself. He appears in this way to accept the services of his devotees. They'll feed him, clothe him, they'll bathe him. This is the meaning of Archavatar. This is the day before I was speaking about this Archavatar. So then Gurudev told me, don't say anything to them. But I became very angry. See, I had fight in front of Gurudev. I wouldn't fight with anyone else. I'd only fight with Gurudev. Every day, 3 or 4 times I'd fight with him. Either he would lose, sometimes he wouldn't even speak to me for 6 months. I'd massage him, and give him, put him oil, I'd cook for him, but still he wouldn't say anything to me for 6 months. But in this way I'd fight with him. And because of that, now I'm realizing the fruit. Now who is there for me to fight with? So then I said, this deity will not come inside the temple. I'll make another deity. This deity will come. I said, no. I was fighting with Gurudev whole day. So, I'd massage him in the night. Sometimes he'd be sleeping on the bed and I'd be sleeping underneath the bed. I'd just put a cloth underneath the bed and I'd be sleeping. Sometimes I'd put my chadar over him so that the mosquitoes would not bite him. Then Gurudev would say, the whole day I'd be working, so then I'd sleep underneath his bed. And Gurudev didn't know that I was sleeping underneath the bed. So then Gurudev, he saw the 2 girls came in front of him. They had worn very nice dress, very effulgent ladies, and they sat on Gurudev's chair. And one lady sat on Gurudev's lap and another lady was playing around him. And so they were teasing each other and one was pulling on his Maharaj Zuttariya. Then I said, hey young girls, where have you come from? Don't disturb the sannyasi. What are you doing? Go away from here. And that time what did they do? They went and hid under Gurudev's chair. So where did these 2 girls come from? I've never seen them my entire life. I tried so much to chase them away, but they'd go hide somewhere. But still Gurudev, he loved them so much. Then Gurudev, he called me in the morning, come here. Now has your mind been pacified? Now have you seen who came to you? Then I realized, oh. So I said, oh, you know Tantra Mantra? You know black magic? And because of knowing black magic, you've sent these ghosts to me. I would say directly in front of Gurudev. But you know black magic now. Or else where did these 2 girls come from? So now I understood, but I didn't say anything. So then I said, all right, now this is your desire. So then this jeweler in Calcutta, he came. And he said, this is the deity finished. And he said, how should I make the cloth?
the clothes. So then I saw in the night how these two girls dressed. Because I saw their clothes they were wearing, so I said, make such clothes for them, such and such. Because I previous night had seen how they had been dressed. Then they said, where these clothes cannot be had anywhere. And he said, no, anyhow you find these clothes. Then anyhow he got these clothes and made as it is. And when he came, I was so surprised. They had golden crown, golden necklaces, golden bangles. I never imagined that he'd give so many golden ornaments for Thakurji. Golden plate, golden glass. Just see how beautiful Thakurji Seva Shringar was. A great festival was observed. And meanwhile, there was one on the station before Allahabad. There was one person. He came to Mathura. He came to meet Gurudev. He said, we have one old temple, one of my ancestors. Thakurji, he gave me a dream and he said, you don't do any Seva Puja here. You give to the sadhu. Give them the entire property. And you'll have to go bring Thakurji from there. Small Radha Krishna deities. So we took a car, we went to that place. There are all the villagers, they came. They said, Thakurji will not leave this place. How can he leave us? Such a nice temple. And everything, this golden dome. Thakurji cannot leave us. They said, this is our ancestors have made. Thakurji has given me a dream. I don't know Maharaj, but he'll go to this Vrindavan temple. They won't listen. They start crying so much. They were weeping until evening. They said, we won't give the deities. He said, you take anything you want, but don't take Thakurji from here. And finally when they tried to lift Thakurji, even four people could not lift. Because Thakurji became very heavy. And then they also wanted to come to Vrindavan. Then they said, we cannot even carry them in our car. The car might break down. So then anyhow, they lifted Thakurji. And when Thakurji were bathed, then what happened? Why did Thakurji become so heavy? Because deity was made of gold, pure gold. Therefore they were so heavy. Then Gurudev said, where are these golden deities come from? No, I don't know what will happen. Then they had some land in Mathura, in Jaisingpura, 30-35 acres in the land of Thakurji. They said, even this land, Maharaj, I'll give in your name. Maharaj said, no, I don't want anything. You take your deities away, you take this land away. I don't want. Because now they'll know these deities are made of gold, everyone will come now. Gurudev said, I don't want your land, I don't want anything. He said, take some money. He said, no. And that jeweler, he had bought so much gold and ornaments also. So you see, once one is a sadhu, how can he look after golden deity, golden ornaments? Even though Thakurji is present. And as soon as Thakurji came, they made a very nice swing for Thakurji. So then Kripalu Maharaj, he took his entire family and he came to the temple there. Then we had, and when this Kripalu came to see the swing, and then all the acharyas from the seven temples came to see the swing. And Brindadevi came there, Rup Sanatan Gauriman. And they say everything was made so beautiful. No, before no one go to this temple, now everyone start coming all over Vrindavan to have darshan of the swing. Radha Krishna seated on the swing. And since then, this opulence started. Maharaj started giving so much in charity, so many things. Because in Mathura, everyone was very poor. Somehow we'd collect some bhiksha, offer Thakurji some boga. There was cracks on the roof, on the ceiling. When it would rain, drop water would seep through. We had no money to even repair the temple. But when Thakurji came here to Vrindavan, then so much Aishwarya started, this opulence. Someone would sell their cars, someone would sell their homes to finance the temple. So that a very beautiful temple was made. So therefore, this is Bhagavan's desire.
Everyone's desires bound to bear fruit.